Hey, what's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 3 of the Brian Kenny podcast. This is a podcast where I am basically discussing everything that is going on in my life, how I'm trying to improve things, what's working, what isn't working. Hopefully other people benefit from it, but primarily it's used as a tool for me to reflect and look back on where I was before and what I'm doing to actually improve everything from business to family to just overall life gains. Okay, so point number one that I've learned since the last podcast is that it is very difficult to get a team to depart information and to depart skills to other team members. Every person has so much nuggets of wisdom and they have so much to offer, but it's all buried deep down inside. And it's my job, or it's the job of the leader of the team, to try and to surface those nuggets as much as we can. The person who owns those nuggets may not feel that the other team members will benefit from them, but I guarantee you they will. A use case of this happened today. I knew about a piece of software that another team member didn't know. And then once they learned about that piece of software, they were like, that is amazing. That is probably one of the best tools that I've ever learned about. It was called Clearbit, by the way. And it changed the whole dynamic of our sales process. So I need to encourage or find ways to make sure that all of the team is sharing the information that they have with the other team members, even when they might not feel it's relevant. Another point that I've learned from that is in Slack. In Slack, what happened to me a lot is that other people would send me private messages all the time rather than discuss it in an open forum like the general chat channel. And because of that, other team members couldn't learn from what was being discussed. And it turns out that I was having the same conversations with different team members versus if everybody starts to discuss it in the actual open general channel, everybody learns. So I need to encourage that more. I need to find ways to coax that out of team members more. Point number two is I've recently reintroduced the daily stand-ups into MiniCorp and they are becoming really effective. The departing of knowledge, the vision, you know, letting people know about the vision and where things are going on both a very micro level but also on a very macro level has huge implications as to the communication and where people see the company going and is it growing and are they a part of this journey. And as we walk through the other team members in that stand-up, they get to discuss the things that are blocking them, the things that they're loving, everything around the different projects. And we talk about it in a very granular level. So that is definitely something that I would encourage other people to do. Point number three is that I've realized that you can't over-communicate. Even though I might say, you know, here's a message that I would like to deliver to the team or to this person, it feels in my head like I've accomplished that task, that they're aware of it, but it takes actually a couple of more instances of me communicating that message to that person before it's really solidified, the message has gone in, everyone's happy. So I think over-communication, although it may seem like you're shouting the same thing again and again and again, it does actually take a couple of times before the message is clear, understood, questioned and interpreted very well. Point number four is that I've realized that mentors in general mean a lot to me and they help to push me forward. The mentors that I'm using right now are people like Steve Bartlett from Social Chain, which I've recently discovered on YouTube. His hunger, his passion, his drive to build the Social Chain business is amazing. Other people, like Ben Brown on YouTube, his creativity, his imagination is really inspiring as well. And then other creators like Craig Adams, Sam Sheffer, these are all people that I watch consistently on either YouTube or on Instagram stories and in other social media. And when I watch them and when I see those guys create, those people inspire me to go on to create other things as well, but they also help to almost encourage my imagination forward. So I think you don't have to have a mentor as a person that you meet on a daily basis or even face-to-face in general. You just need to have something that is inspiring and is pushing you forward and something where you kind of go, that's pretty cool, and it's pushing, and that's really great. So it's a quite short episode, but they're the four things that I've got for this one. I'd rather not beat about the bush. Your time is very valuable. My time is very valuable. So that is episode 3. Something that's come up a couple of times is that other people would like to ask me questions on this podcast for me to answer them. So if you got any questions, send them to me either at brian@minicorp.ie. On Twitter, Instagram, whatever, you'll find me. My username or handle is normally bkenny. Okay, peace. Thanks.